From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops fired toward Islamic State positions in and around the Iraqi city of Mosul Thursday. The troops did not advance but cleared neighborhoods that had once been dominated by the IS. The troops are also screening people fleeing Mosul to find any IS militants who might try to sneak out of the city. Meanwhile, to the east, a spokeswoman says a Syrian Kurdish-led military force is close to encircling the Syrian city of Raqqa, the self-styled Islamic State capital. Taliban fighters in northern Afghanistan heavily damaged the German consulate in Mazar-i-Sharif with suicide bomb attacks Thursday. NATO troops and Afghan security forces said they were secured the building and prepared to evacuate consulate staff. The operation apparently was prolonged by concerns that more explosives may have been planted by the attackers. Former Venezuela Soccer Federation President Rafael Esquivel was found guilty Thursday on federal charges resulting from the FIFA corruption scandal. Esquivel pleaded guilty to 7 counts of racketeering, money laundering conspiracy, and wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. He had been linked to bribes in awarding sports marketing contracts associated with Copa America. A senior Chinese public security official is the new head of the International Criminal Police Organization, or Interpol. Interpol says delegates at its 85th General Assembly in Indonesia elected China's vice public security minister, Meng Hongwei, as president. This is VOA News. Just 2 days after his surprise election victory, President-elect Donald Trump and his wife Melania went to the White House to meet with President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle. The president and the president-elect gave brief statements to reporters in the Oval Office after their meeting. Here's Mr. Obama.
As I said last night, my number one priority in the coming 2 months is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful.
President-elect Trump also spoke to reporters.
We discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved.
From the White House, Trump headed to Capitol Hill for meetings with House Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. They discussed the GOP legislative agenda. Tens of thousands of people from New York to California filled the streets of large U.S. cities for a second day Thursday, demonstrating against Donald Trump's election. Many of the marchers were black and Hispanic students. Trump responded to the protests on Twitter, saying, quoting now, "Just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now professional protesters, incited by the media, are protesting. Very unfair." End of quote. Australia's Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with U.S. President-elect Trump. Phil Mercer reports.
Barking mad and a revolting slug were just some of the words Australian politicians used to describe Donald Trump in the lead-up to the U.S. presidential election. But now both sides of Australian politics are promising to work with President-elect Trump, and they've chosen to be pragmatic. At stake is Australia's most important military alliance, that with the United States. It provides a security blanket that lies at the core of the Australian psyche. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has spoken with the president-elect about security and trade. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
Former Illinois Congressman Aaron Schock was charged Thursday in a wide-ranging federal indictment that alleges he schemed to profit personally from his government job. He was once a rising star in the Republican Party. Canadian singer Leonard Cohen has died at the age of 82. A statement on Facebook did not provide details or give the cause of death. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes mixed on Thursday. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.